So hand fracture is another very common presentation in plastic surgery. We see that a lot often from sports-related injury or sometimes from a simple mechanical fall, or there could be other types of trauma or crush injury to the hand. And that is a very, very common presentation. Now, most of the time when we see a patient presenting with hand fracture, we look at a number of factors. Firstly, we wanted to make sure that there wasn't a wound associated with the fracture, because if that's the case, that needs to be addressed more urgently, because we do not want any contamination from the external surface to go into the bone and causing an infection. And the other thing that we wanted to look at is whether there's any associated dislocation of the joint or any associated deformity of the fingers or other parts of the hand associated with the fracture. Again, if you had suspected that you had a hand fracture, most important thing is to seek medical attention, where a medical practitioner can assess your hand injury and offer some first aid with elevation and icing to try and reduce the swelling. And also a plaster will be applied at the time to immobilize the fracture, and subsequently had an x-ray to then assess the underlying fracture pattern. Most of the time with the hand fracture, probably say 50% of the time, we may be able to just manage that with a plaster and a period of immobilization without having to have surgery. But the other 50% of the time will often involve some form of surgical procedure in order to reduce the fracture and improve the fracture alignment, as well as offering a fixation with either a temporary pin or some internal screws in place in order to stabilize the hand fracture. So these things are all these assessments will need to be done by a specialist plastic surgeon who can tell you whether or not this can be managed just with a simple immobilization or require a surgical procedure. And once the decision is made, and if it is assessed that you need to have surgery, then that will involve you being admitted to a hospital for a day procedure, where either the fracture will just simply be reduced, or as I mentioned, will require some fixation procedure in order to improve the alignment of the fracture.